City of Philadelphia has dodged what could have become another strike by city workers, days after the city's blue-collar union ended a strike that caused trash to pile up on sidewalks. The city's white-collar union reached its own tentative agreement, contract agreement, with the city. The deal includes a pay raise of more than 8% over 3 years. That's lower than what the union initially asked for. Mayor Sherelle Parker says she wanted to give higher raises, but had to strike a balance.
When people say so simply and easily that we should just be able to increase the wage across the board, yeah, you could. I could do it, but then you say, okay, we can do it, but now we're going to have to lay off half the workforce. That's not an option for me.
The agreement still needs to be approved by union membership. Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small and his wife Laquetta Small are back in court tomorrow. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports among the matters up for review is whether one of Laquetta Small's attorneys can keep representing her.
Prosecutors allege defense attorney Michael Schreiber has a conflict of interest because Small's daughter's boyfriend was his client on an unrelated matter. Defense attorneys are also expected to request that audio and video recordings made by the daughter's boyfriend that incriminates the Smalls be tossed out. The attorneys argue that the teen could not legally consent to the recordings even though she and her boyfriend discussed it prior to the documentation. The mayor and his wife are accused of abusing the teen daughter, and the boy is expected to be cross-examined by the defense. The case against the mayor is scheduled for the week of August 4th. Laquetta Small will be tried separately, though no date has been set. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
Mostly clear skies in Atlantic City, where it's 85 degrees along the water. Rehoboth Beach sitting at 85 as well. For Center City, Philadelphia, a bit warmer, 87 degrees with some spotty sunshine. Temperatures are staying in the 80s for the remainder of the day. Tonight, overnight lows dip into the mid-70s.